Ah, there you are, little one. Yes, yes, I know you've had a very big day. And by the smile on your face, you've enjoyed every second of it. But alas, it's time that you got ready for bed. Oh, I know you're not tired, but it's past your bedtime. I really must insist that I get you ready for bed. I see you yawning, my dear. I saw it. Don't try and hide it. I'll tell you what. How about I help you get ready and get all tucked into bed tonight? Well, yes, I do find myself doing that on a semi-frequent basis, but I rather enjoy it. Now come, come. It's time for you to have your rest. Am I going to have to carry you to bed? Very well, if you truly insist. Nice and snug. If your Royal Highness truly doesn't think they should use their royal feet to go to their room, then your lowly maid shall escort them. I know I'm not a lowly maid. Well, I'm relieved to hear your Majesty think so highly of me. A highly maid? I'm not sure that works the way you think it does. Fine, fine, my little sugar pie. A highly maid I'll be. Oh, no. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but you certainly seem to think you're a royal. You often declare how you're going to rule the world one day, and how you're the one in charge of things around here. I must admit, it's rather precious. It's true, my dear. I've seen and heard how you act when you're alone. Didn't you have your plushies out acting as your royal court? Oh, there is nothing to be ashamed of, dear. I think it's rather adorable. Oh, of course. I won't tell a soul about it. I promise. Oh, my. You've tidied up a bit. I can see that. You did a wonderful job. You must be very proud. I am as well. Now, let's get you ready. Run along and get changed and ready. I'll be here for when you return. Oh, good, you're back. I see you're dressed for bed. Did you do everything else? You brushed your teeth? You did. If I go check your toothbrush, will it be wet and used? You didn't simply run it under the water, did you? All right, I trust you, love. Now, come along. It's time we make you nice and cozy. There we go. And yes, let's get you all tucked in and ready for a lovely refreshing sleep. There we are. Wonderful. Now you just rest under these warm blankets, and don't you worry your precious little head about a thing. While you're here, nothing bad can get you, remember? You're safe, you're warm, and you're in your bed. Nothing can get to you now. What's that, sweetie? Oh, you want me to stay until you fall asleep? All right. But you need to go to sleep, understand? Very well. I will sit and you can snuggle me. Make yourself cozy, my sweet. All right. Now it's time for you to visit the land of peaceful dreams. Think of all the things that make you happy. Whatever your precious heart would be content to have. Me? Oh, well, if that's the case, dream about all the things we'll do tomorrow. That's right. Drift away to a peaceful rest. You needn't worry. There aren't any monsters under the bed. There aren't any monsters in the closet. I checked earlier. They've decided it's in their best interest that they find somewhere else to live. I must say, you did a wonderful job with your bedroom. Clean and organized the way you like it. I have a little work to do tomorrow to ensure its pristine condition. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed, little one. You worked hard and you did a great job. Oh, your roommates should be home in a bit, I believe. Their show was a late one, so they might not have gotten out yet. Most likely they're still in the show, so it's just you and me for now. And before you ask, no, you can't stay up until they get back. Yes, yes, I'll stay with you until they return, promise. Now it really is time for you to sleep. Good night, sugar pie. Sleep well.